Welcome to Unmuzzled Chat. Once again, muzzles are off. As always, here on this platform, this beautiful platform, what an opportunity. We must utilize free speech while we still got it, folks. All glory to God. We have such a beautiful opportunity here before us. What are we going to do with it? I want to take a second and thank every single one of the Unmuzzled Chat warriors that has stepped up to the plate, sought to understand as to what our intentions are, and get it, and understand it, and back it, and support us. You, in fact, are the very backbone that is going to lead to great breakthrough in this nation and for many of God's children. And I am so grateful for you. The reality of our situation here right now is that there's room for improvement. We need to onboard more warriors. We need to somehow get this message out to more people. Am I going to resonate with everyone? No, that would be insane to think so. But would this platform resonate with some people in ways others aren't? Absolutely it will. Can we please do our part in that littlest of calls to action? Just to spread far and wide, to click the subscribe, the share, copy, paste, enter your own messages, your own hashtags on your socials, your loved ones, have them pay it forward. That is how we're going to make all the freaking difference. My heart is really heavy right now because so many are suffering. The war tactics have become very effective, and we're losing warriors every single day from many of the different angles of attack. The one we're going to dive in depth over this episode, I believe, more directly exposes the level of evil infiltration in our government, in our big corporations, in our owned news media outlets, in our owned social media platforms. It's been the plan from the globalists. They've been projecting all of this for a very long time. The Rothschilds manifestos, the Georgia Guidestones, Bill Gates has spoke out on it, the New World Order, World Economic Forum. It's all the same script, and they do not care about us. So many are under the delusion that they do, and that it isn't corrupted, that we still are in charge of this country, that there isn't a grave threat. I don't even want to play into the falsehoods. They are so evil, and their tactics are just beyond cruel. It's torture how they're going about genociding the people. And it's not solely killing everyone off. It's making people suffer. It's diminishing their mental abilities, their physical abilities, their emotional. It's having so many impacts. But we can't even imagine what the neurological impacts that have been playing out all over the world. It's like a head trauma. You don't know what you don't know. You can't remember what you do not remember. So if you can't remember how well your brain was functioning and just firing on all cylinders, and your capacity gets halved to its natural ability, and it's more and more deterioration. I just want to light some fire under all of us to seize this moment, because it's right now. It's not tomorrow. Yesterday has passed. It is right freaking now. I don't mean to be yelling at you. I want to give you a big hug and be like, we got this. Let's take these little steps. We're here fighting tooth and nail on behalf of getting this information out and fighting on behalf of our freedom so we don't lose them, so we can continue to show up on the front lines. So with all that being said, let's dive into some of the content for today, and this is more bombshell evidence, information that just brings clarity to the grave threats around us. And I don't want anyone to be disheartened, because once again, it just is what it is. Let's have what impacts we can have and seize the day. It's all perspective. If we want to view it as the sky is falling, I mean, that's your choice. But the reality of right here, right now, ignorance is not bliss, and we are not afforded the luxury of burying our heads in the sand without very bad outcomes. This clip is titled as one of the most important moments in history for victims of neurological weapons. The U.S. National Security is now admitting brain control tech exists, and it is being used on Americans, and the CIA is covering it up. The truth has arrived. This intelligence hearing is dated May 8th, 2024. It is unbelievable. Give this a listen.
Guys, if your assessments here are correct, these are very covert weapons, aren't they?
That's correct. There's no entry or exit wound. How they're designed is to make the target feel like they're crazy, like they're imagining things.
And you guys also said that these attacks are happening right here in this city. Is that correct?
I mean, there have been some that have gone public with respect to Washington, D.C.
So we, I think it was
Mr. Grozev said you spoke to a Russian agent who said that they believe that Americans are using these same weapons on them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Might that have something to do with part of the CIA's motive to cover up the existence of this tech and these weapons?
That is a very logical possibility.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
The gentleman yields. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from New York, Mr. Goldman, for his round of questioning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to our witnesses for being here. Mr. Grozev, I want to follow up a little bit on the interactions you've had with Russian intelligence about these AHIs. And Mr. Zaid, I want to ask, and this is a hypothetical, but I'm trying to understand why our government would try to block information sharing or conceal information that they have. And one thing that comes to mind is whether there's an operational risk to revealing any of the details of their investigation. Is that something that you have come across in any of your work?
There's a lot of reasons why the information might not be publicly released. And I do think that's something we could address more in a classified environment to explain that. But there are understandable reasons why.
I want to call for no more classifications when it comes to the threat of we the people. Are you kidding me? We do not. These are rogue entities operating no longer on behalf of we the people. It is clear as day. All these three-letter agencies have been entirely corrupted, interacting as the pawns of the globalists' agenda. It is unacceptable that we are left blindly in the out of the know.
Why the U.S. government has not revealed much of what it knows.
There's some long-term things that need to be done in terms of new acts. But in the short term, we need to do things like implement the original Havana Act. Yeah. DOD still hasn't done it. They still have not implemented the Havana Act. And we need the VA diagnostic code. Thanks to the VFW brothers and sisters that are here today and for your meeting earlier.
All their terminology, like you can spend endless amounts of time to even pick up, okay, the Havana Act. What all does that entail? As it stands right now, we all got jobs, right? We can't devote our lives entirely. It's why we got to rule out the corruption. I do my best to step back out of everything, Ukraine and all the shenanigans, because the reality of it is, unless it's something, some crucial information that is going to bring people into the know, basically regarding the levels of corruption here, the truth of the matter is, on all these situations happening, how can we even get to the bottom as to what is true and what is propaganda without ruling out the levels of corruption right here? So we must focus and address, and we are well enough under attack ourselves that we got to rule out the very threats against us, the immediate threats, to even effectively rule out the corruption here. There is a very clear path as to how we get out of this mess. We can no longer allow them to be effective on being divisive. We can no longer allow them to censor us. And we got to support each other and create the right momentum that they have no choice but to listen to we the people. Why? Because we're the people. We're the body of this nation. Who are they? Who are these institutions? The government body had one freaking job, and it's to protect we the people of any threats, foreign and domestic. Are they doing their one job? They are not. And they are oppressive, and they are infringing upon our rights, and we would be derelict in our duties based on the Constitution itself if we were to idly sit by and allow ourselves to be walked into the freaking chambers. And our loved ones, what are we doing? I'm sorry, it's so clear to me, and the sufferings continue. Now, we're going to dive into some wins here too, because it's a very dire moment in history and time. And the masses will choose their fate. If we want to continually focus on our sports and our Netflix and whatever, yeah, I'll say it, whatever selfish, self-serving, personal thing you want to do, it's all for naught with this level of tyranny and this level of warfare. It's all for naught. Yes, even to an extent of just living a life for a church. A lot of the churches, I'll say it as well, they have been a part of the problem because they have been zero parts of the solution. Oh, we don't get into politics. You know how many biblical, there were so many individuals in the Bible, and I'm no biblical scholar. Politics is a big part, and the believers don't engage in that, then dare I say, your church could be taken away from you. Now, I don't mean to be harsh on believers, but I believe Christ calls us to pick up the sword and fight, flip some tables. We can't allow evil to continue its war on us and just turn the other cheek when women and children are targeted and suffering. Where are the freaking men? Let's continue.
We don't have a VA diagnostic code for the 500 some DOD survivors.
Yeah.
How are they going to get long-term care and disability without that?
Yeah. Well, I hope this issue you see in a room that is often contentious, explosive, volcanic, that you've got members on both sides who first honor and salute the victims and want to do everything we can to make sure that they're made whole, and if they can return. And then, of course, as the victims have wanted to do, make sure we do everything possible to prevent anyone else from suffering from this. And I yield back. Wow. Thank you, Chairman.
We don't even know how many are suffering. We know that our privacy's gone. We know all the infringements that the rulers are having the puppets take action on. I want to take a second and apologize. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, you got to understand, I'm not directly coming at you. I'm just saying and expressing what I feel must be said and expressed to help light that fire. So once again, if you're part of the solution, I applaud you and praise you. And I'm so grateful for you. All in all, what does our personal lives really matter when we're visiting here and this level of tyranny is here? We could help individuals. We could bring them to the light. What better path is there for a man in a wartime such as this? So once again, you played this clip the other day, but I just wanted to reiterate that frequencies in HAARP is legitimately one of the scariest weapons on Earth. So if you're doing all you can to ensure full function and clarity and strength, and you're eating right and you're drinking right and you're making those, it's not even sacrifices, you're just making those correct decisions for you, the frequencies are also diminishing our state in a huge way that is very hard to even grasp and understand. And there's a lot of steps we could take in that regard to protect ourselves and minimizing the smart home is a toxic home. And you can minimize the signals and you can airplane mode your phone at night. You could throw away the earbuds. You can, there's grounding things and Faraday things, but these frequencies are all over and penetrate. And I do personally feel centropics, I need to verify centropics. I say it all three different ways I've picked up on, but it is undeniable what I've seen with one session of their mat, their cloud mat, and the levels of improvement from 10 to 20 plus percent improvement on one single session. But beyond that, how my friend Christina was receiving 100% like operation across the board. Now, mind you, I have doctors I vetted and I trust currently assessing the testing itself that we were utilizing to verify its credibility to ensure, like, hey, what health markers, in fact, is it going over and indicating? And are there some big key ones missing that we need to find the means? But if it's hitting some pretty, like, the general basis of them, then centropics is a big answer to our issue, maybe the solution for the time being till we get these harmful signals out. I'll add the links in below. Check them out. Reach out if you got more questions. I can line you up with Christina and get yourself some protection. So the EU wants to criminalize migration speech. Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense, quote. And media outlets that give room to criticism of migration can be shut down. Now, I get this is the EU. This isn't necessarily America. But what America is doing regarding anti-Semitism is no different. And what America has done on so many other things, can't say gay and all these things. It's just like, what? No, there is no infringement upon our First Amendment. When we give up any ground, you can see. And once they get things under the guise of hateful speech or misinformation, disinformation, it is extremely dangerous. Then we lose the ability to even understand what is going on and share what is going to help or organize in ways to ensure, I mean, basically anything. Who's to say they don't rule out God himself under misinformation or hateful ideology? Tyranny never ends. It will continue. That's why these amendments are never to be infringed upon. Do I even play it? Does it matter? I mean, here's some
of
it.
One basic element of this new agreement is the extension of the definition of hate speech.
Hate speech.
The agreement want to criminalize migration speech.
Unbelievable.
Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense.
So they're being
and
invaded.
Media outlets, and that also concerns you, that give room to criticism of migration can be shut down. The compact for migration is legalization of mass migration. And one basic element of this.
It is so extremely dangerous. Can't even, because then the people can't assemble against their own invasion that their government is allowing. Now the government is tyrannically getting in between the way of the people uniting and becoming part of the solution. This is sheer evil. This is beyond like a dictatorship, socialism. This is sheer tyrannical control. It's what it is. Okay, I just have to play the clip again.
And one basic element of this new agreement is the extension of the definition of hate speech.
Hate speech, huh? So that's the wool that their government is trying to pull over their eyes, as though they love and care about their own invaders entering their country illegally. So they're trying to protect the criminals, their new criminals in their country, and suppress their citizens of free speech under the lens of hateful speech. I don't know about you, but couldn't this just be to try to keep the people from revolting or assembling and not accepting, voicing their grievances so they could assemble and stop the invasion themselves, or speak out and ramp up enough that, oh my gosh, our government is also corrupt, acting against we the people, are behind this and are a part of the problem and don't care about us? It's important that we ask these questions and connect these dots. That's the only way we're not just going to find the solutions, but become the solutions by basically ruling out all this freaking corruption. What a freaking circus. This is breaking. Also breaking. Confirmed. The U.S. government funded gain of function research at the Wuhan laboratory that launched the global COVID pandemic. Unbelievable. Once again, all those talking heads. Oh, that's a conspiracy. That's a conspiracy. Oh, that's disinformation. That's misinformation. That's hateful ideology. If you, oh, what? Stop being a bigot and a racist. And all these projections they did, trying to just control the masses and keep them from doing their own research, having their own discernment, believing in that gut feeling they had. Because there was no bat and pangolin and what a freaking joke. We knew better. Did NIH fund gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EcoHealth? If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did. Give it a listen.
Dr. Tabak, did NIH fund gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through EcoHealth?
It depends on your definition of gain of function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did.
Unbelievable. Heard it for yourself. Yes. How is Fauci a free man? How? Maybe even a more important question, holding ourselves more accountable. Why are we allowing these individuals in the government body to get away with this? Period. Full stop. Why are we? We are the people. What are we going to do about it? You do realize it is up to us. 100%. Just realize the stand up now. I'm telling you, you get shirts like this. You just, without even thinking, you embody the stand up now narrative. God made, and you become part of the solutions. I don't know. Something magic. It is. Gerard wasn't wrong. It is more than just a shirt. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, 2008 discussion, depopulation. Yeah, it touches on this. If this is how they talk in public, imagine what they're saying behind closed doors. Yet the wokies still cannot see through their agenda. It's unbelievable. Goes back to the neurological, like mind control. I believe that disconnect to be proof. Anyone starts arguing a point or wants a resort, it's like, hey, stop. This is proof. This is proof. You can't even think for yourself. You should be able to question things. Just think for a second. Who cares about being wrong or right? No one, they're not gonna, because you're freaking wrong, and truth will set you free. I digress. What a journey. What a beautiful time to be alive. Being here now strengthens my faith daily. I pray harder. I speak to God more profoundly. He is my best friend. I'm clearly right where I'm supposed to be. And that feels amazing. But for those you may have forwarded this to, and they don't even understand. They may not believe what in fact has happened. Like, there's evil behind all this. Well, here's the proof.
Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab exposed.
You look at the 20 diseases, we have things in the pipeline, which then has this effect of reducing population growth. That's the big benefit that then makes everything a lot easier.
We will facilitate it in any case, because that's the mission of the World Economic Forum.
That clip is from a public conference in 2008.
If that's how they speak in public, imagine what they get up to behind closed doors. They've been plotting depopulation and vaccines for decades, yet the wokies still can't see through their agendas.
The truth has never been top secret, but most people will never know nor believe it. Join our movement and help us spread the message, because we're not
a lot easier.
We will facilitate it in
this effect of reducing population growth. That's the big benefit that then makes everything a lot easier.
We will.
Evil. How is Bill Gates? We are allowing that demonic being so much control over our world today, and buying up farmlands, and now experimenting, injecting, essentially creating lettuce and tomatoes and tobacco products and who knows what else. But we know for certain, factually, they've been successful in the mRNA production in the lettuce, tomato, and tobacco products. Like, great. We all know he's behind a lot of the mosquito testing and things like that. Who's to say they don't already have that? Biowarfare is no freaking joke. I love you guys. I don't want to see any more needless suffering. It is hard to even imagine the amount of children, young adults, all the way up to grandparents, ones that have fought and bled for this country, taken out in their golden years due to biological warfare, a safe and effective thing. They constructed the whole pandemic for these nefarious plans. That is clear as day. We had better solutions, actual solutions to this glorified cold and flu season. They say it themselves. The 20 different things they have coming down the pipe. And we're going to get to that. We're going to sound the alarm on some of that, because there's already things breaking. And yeah, more than likely it's going to be far worse. And they need it. Lots of things are going to happen this year. But it's not to be worried. It's not to be dismayed. It's to be educated. So we don't freak out. And we know what to do. We know how to protect ourselves. We know how to say no to tyrannical orders. Mandates are not law. Bless these people. Every single one of you. Hat tip. Any one of you. Let's get some of these people on the podcast in here. This is where I need your help, folks. Let's blow this up. Let's get in touch with some of them. Let's get in touch with the world. It is. Yes, it is the impact we all could have together. If you spend the time and send it to 10, 15, 20 people. But even if everyone just sent it to one and everyone legitimately, and it never died off, that chain never died off, and it continually sent to one additional, we would reach the masses. Let's do this together. So massive calls for Bill Gates' arrest intensifies in America. Give this a listen.
Arrest Bill Gates!
Looks like a pretty good crowd. I'd venture to say over 100, maybe a couple hundred, a few hundred, who knows. It didn't really pan around much, but when it crested over this kind of hill bit, that's a good size group. Yes, Unmuzzled Chat backs that narrative. Arrest Bill Gates. Let's get to the bottom of things. You cannot advertise genocide and effectively back something that murders people and continue to roam free in this country. Or can you? Someone call that straight up murder, premeditated. We going to allow that? Just because some billionaire oligarch is putting a pretty bow on it. If we do a really good job at vaccinations and healthcare, we can minimize the population by 10 or 15%. Insane that he wasn't arrested on the spot. I cannot believe in that TED Talk. Someone in the crowd wasn't recording and sent that to the local police station and said, this man just spoke out on genocide. This is unbelievable. It's like, pinch me. Have we been lulled into some type of slumber that it just doesn't matter? Doesn't matter what happens? What is going on? This is a hilarious clip of the fear-mongering media not even following or abiding by their own rules. This is hilarious. What hypocrisy. What a crazy clip.
So are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. So you can see here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's
cameraman.
There you go. Including the cameraman. Yeah.
Including the so here he is, one of these freaking clown reporters out in a public space trying to dox and shame the public walking around without masks. But one of them that he tries shaming points out neither. Well, when he addresses, he's one of them. He's not wearing a mask. He's like, neither. This man points out to the cameraman. Neither is your cameraman. What a clown world we live in. Freaking clowns. Daily Caller. Frick these owned corrupt media organizations. We should abolish all of them. They're not a free press. They're a criminal organization. They're behind. How many deaths are they behind with all the promotions and money? They took money from Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to run their commercials, to advertise for the shot and shill for the shot. How many people are suffering for the rest of their lives or have died due to these organizations, these criminal organizations? Yeah, they're due to be abolished as well. Let's shut them down. We can easily do it by not tuning in, not allowing bailouts, and let them go bankrupt. And every one of their names needs to make a list. Because I won't hire him. Absolutely. Grown freaking man wearing a face diaper in front of a camera, trying to shame people into this evil. My mind snaps. It's like it breaks with this level of stupid. It's hard to absorb. More. Clown world. White House press admits COVID was fake on a hot mic. This dates back to January
27, 21.
Did you hear what he said? Puts it right in line with the flu. Yep, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what we've been saying the entire time. Right. We've never shut.
So it was a hoax.
It was a hoax. Wow. And then they laugh.
We just shut down the economy. Destroyed lives. We're erasing the middle class. The bankers are having their way in the repo markets. It was a hoax.
Wow. Unbelievable, right? Okay, you got to understand. It's not just the COVID jab. Okay? At all. No shot is safe. Give this a listen. I actually don't, I'm going to have to read the titles. I don't think it actually talks much in this. This is where aluminum goes in your body after vaccination. Aluminum is widely used as vaccine under the guise of enhancing the body's immune response. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see the data on that, please. Guaranteed it has a negative adverse effect on your immune system, but hey, I digress. Let's continue. And because it has been used in vaccines since the 1930s, they are just presumed safe despite studies showing otherwise. Researchers found that aluminum in vaccines spread throughout the body and end up in your brains. Yay! No thanks to the nanoparticle size they come in. This could cause autoimmune syndrome. This includes autoimmune conditions that occur after exposure. And could appear months or years after vaccination. Oh, geez. Aluminum also causes lesion, patient, chronic fatigue syndrome. The list goes on. What's worse is this neurotoxin is poorly biodegradable. It more so accumulates. I think that's what the point is going to state. So it could accumulate in your brain over time. It does accumulate in your brain over time, especially with all the chemtrails adding that in there too. But why are we not informed about this? What a great question. Why are we not informed about this? It's because, quote from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., vaccines are big business. A good old follow the money. Pharma is a $1 trillion industry with vaccines accounting for $25 billion in annual sales. It's another quote from Robert F. Kennedy. We must not let pharma companies endanger our health for the sake of profit. Yeah, golly, we've been so blindly entrusting in white lab coats and doctors that blindly entrust in their indoctrination, that blindly entrust in the funding, and they just are told what to. You know who's behind the Western medicine, the Rockefellers. Once their monopoly was broken up, dating way back in oil, they took those byproducts, got into the pharmaceutical space, big donations to colleges, ran out the indoctrination programs, birthed Western medicine. It is not a secret. You could see the information, and it's just crazy that we're barely finally opening our eyes to it after generations of just being fed poisons and non-solutions. It's giving them the benefit of the doubt talking about pharmaceuticals is a band-aid. We must continue to raise our voices and demand transparency. A freaking men. It's about time the government reevaluated the safety of aluminum in vaccines. I agree. We can ensure that happens. Okay, right here. We've linked Vaxxed 1, Vaxxed 2, brought the data, brought the receipts on many occasions as to the actual findings regarding the childhood vaccine schedule. No parent should be allowing those injections to go in those infant babies. The financial incentive to murder and poison American children. Don't believe me? Oh, it spoils my blood. Give this a listen.
In an April 6th.
Folks, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. It's important. Not only should you vet and understand every single ingredient, if you're actually considering, you also should look into the chain of custody and if they're even doing any type of quality control at all on the batches or vials or the manufacturing, because the blindly entrusting continued from there to Big Pharma, to blindly entrusting in the CDC that it's operating good, the blindly entrusting in the FDA that it's, you know, going good, and blindly entrusting in the, you know, World Health Organization, and then blindly entrusting in the manufacturing, then blindly entrusting in the shipping, and then blindly entrusting into the pharmacies and the storing houses and the warehousing. And then you see where I'm going with this? I think we've put more proper checks and balances regarding food, certain food items, that is, over even the custody of the vials and these vaccines. And it blows my mind that a fully vaccinated kid at this point before adulthood is around 80 shots. The freaking money alone.
In an April 16th interview with Polly Tommy, Dr. Paul Thomas explained how the American medical establishment incentivizes pediatricians to fully vaccinate their young patients and fines them if they don't. Vaccinations that have been proven to cause more death and harm than the diseases they are said to be preventing. Well, as other
did you hear that? You know what? We're going to restart this.
In an April 16th interview with Polly Tommy, Dr. Paul Thomas explained how the American medical establishment incentivizes pediatricians to fully vaccinate their young patients and fines them if they don't. Vaccinations that have been proven to cause more death and harm than the diseases they are said to be preventing.
What? They could be fined. So they have to promote the vaccine, childhood vaccine schedule, that they get fined if they don't. No wonder they're so forceful and pushing. And when you watch Vax 1 and 2, and you parents know what they're talking about, if you were to question any of it, well, what? And they would even threaten like CPS on you, and in some cases have, but that they cause more harm than the actual thing that they're supposedly trying to protect themselves of. This is insane.
Well, as other practices started kicking people out of their practices if they weren't following the CDC schedule, I was getting more and more families who didn't want to do any vaccines, which was fine with me. So we took an entire month of every single billing sheet. And on every visit, on the back of that, our providers would mark off what vaccines we recommend according to the CDC schedule. Families could decline them. And then our billing department, insurance company by insurance company, vaccine by vaccine, we looked at how much money was being lost for vaccines that were refused, just the admin fee. So there's three main ways you make money off of vaccines in pediatrics. The number one is the admin fee. And you get about, it depends on the insurance company, every contract's different, but I would average it out to say about $40 for the first antigen and $20 for each subsequent antigen. So let's just say a two-month well baby visit. There's a DPT, that's three shots, three antigens. Hib, Prevnar, Hep B, polio, rotavirus, six shots, eight antigens, about $240. Thank you for giving those shots. Multiply that by the fact that I was getting 30 to 40 newborns per month. They're coming in repeatedly at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15, 18 months, and age two. So we looked at the admin fee loss, and for my practice that was billing at that time about $3 million gross, we were losing $1 million, over $1 million. Wow. In vaccines that were refused. So you cannot stay in business if you're not giving pretty close to the CDC schedule. It just doesn't pencil out economically at all. But let me tell you about the other two ways we make money from vaccines. One is the markup. That's small. They don't allow a lot of profit on vaccines as far as markups. But they do this thing called incentives or bonuses, and it's called a quality bonus. Well, in pediatrics, one of the main quality measures is how well you vaccinate. Isn't that interesting? It has nothing to do with how healthy your kids are. Like when I studied my vaxxed versus unvaxxed patients, the unvaxxed were so incredibly healthy. They rarely got sick. They rarely would end up in an emergency room or in a hospital or with any chronic condition.
Wow.
So being unvaxxed results in very healthy kids who don't use a lot of medical dollars. Every health system should want that, but it's reversed. It's all flipped. It's bizarre. You're supposed to have had your kids up to date, about 80% of them by age 2. Guess what percentage of my population was at fully vaccinated age 2? 1%. The goal is 80%. So Dr. Paul gets an F minus. Basically what that means is not only do I not get paid the normal amount for everything else we do in the office, I get dinged maybe 10 or 15% off of those RVUs, relative value units that are ascribed. Everything you do in medicine is given a value. If you do very well on your quality measures, you're a really good vaccinator, you may get an additional 10% on everything you do in your office. That's huge. SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. When you hear the word syndrome, it means we don't know what it is. We don't know what causes it. Well, we actually have a pretty good clue because there are 6 data sets, studies, that looked at SIDS when that infant died relative to when they got a vaccine. In one data set,
it's not good.
97% were in the first 10 days after the vaccine. For the 6 other studies,
murder.
A couple of them showed that 50% of the deaths happened in the first week. But 75 to about 90% of those deaths are happening in the first week after vaccines in all these studies. We've known this for decades. The countries that have the most infant vaccines.
We've known about this murder for decades. Unbelievable. This is not acceptable. In the fact, so many parents just blindly still entrust in this criminal organization under the guise of a health system, under the guise of protecting your littles. It is criminal.
Have the highest infant mortality. Guess where the U.S. stands? We are number one in infant vaccines. We are number one in industrial countries for infant mortality. There's a document, 450-page legal document, that has tables showing for every single disease for which we have a vaccine, there are more deaths from the vaccine than there are from the disease for which we have that vaccine.
What? Did you catch that?
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
You see that baby's face? Oh. God, forgive us. Forgive us for being so ignorant, so blind. Help us find the solutions, the strength, the path we all need to take to gain the clarity and resilience necessary to face this evil and rule out all the corruption and criminal activity against the masses. I pray. Amen. All right, all that's really heavy. We got some good news, though. I need it right now in this moment. So here we go. Hope you're holding up okay out there. Give this a listen.
The vaccine turns out it's back in the news.
Republican Party leaders on the Space Coast are minutes away from officially calling on the governor and other state leaders to ban mRNA-based COVID vaccines immediately. iTeam Chief Investigator Mike Magnoli has more on what exactly is going on. Mike.
Good evening, everybody. Well, in their own words, the leaders of Brevard County's GOP say that they believe the vaccines are a biological weapon. As you say, this is the executive committee of the party in Brevard. They haven't hit send on this letter yet, but that vote coming up at 6:30, and I'm told it's fairly likely going to pass. If it does, they're asking state leadership to make it illegal to give or to take mRNA vaccines in Florida. In this 4-page letter, complete with footnotes, Brevard County Republicans cite sources which led them to a stunning conclusion. Here it is in their own words.
The vaccine turns out it's back in the news.
Republican Party leaders on the Space Coast.
Come on. Now I want to take a second and show you guys that you do not need to tune into these useful freaking idiots when a good segment gets used. You can come across it from more truthful, reliable sources. And for some people, they still need this fancy dress up. They feel the talking heads somehow still speak to them more than the study itself or me reading the letter. So we'll use it. But boom, Florida, to officially classify mRNA shots, COVID shots, as illegal bioweapons. Do you understand? To any pharmaceutical folks out there, or doctors still advocating for that, do you understand? When this shot gets classified as a bioweapon, there is zero immunity to those behind administering it, advocating for it, reporting, trying to coerce people with it, because you would be coercing a bioweapon that is going to be egregiously harmful for those that get psyoped into getting it, or pressured, or manipulated, or threatened because their job or military status. Unbelievable. But finally, and more of this, we need more of this across the board. Why is it taking so long? It is up to us, folks. Pedo Tom Hanks. I don't respect anyone who doesn't wear a mask, he quoted. The response, I don't respect anyone who was on Epstein's flight log. Well said. Got to understand something about the Democratic Party. This is bombshell breaking news.
James O'Keefe just released a bombshell claiming that 60% of the ActBlue donations they investigated are coming from China. This means the Chinese Communist Party is literally funding the Democrat Party and influencing American elections.
Oh.
Where's the arrest?
Right.
Where's the congressional hearings?
Interesting. Sounds treasonous to me. Are we surprised? I'm not surprised the hospital staff was so much a part of the issue, because they themselves have been poisoned. I mean, even looking at this guy's exposing how they feed our doctors and patients. And
it's like a freaking gas station in the cafeteria at University of Arizona Medical School. Look at this soda. What is this? 7-Eleven? All this junk food over here. More Skittles, seed oils, Fritos, chicken fingers, French fries. But they're cooked in tallow. No. Those are all cooked in seed oils. What the heck? This is how we feed our doctors and patients? Are you kidding me? Look at this over here. White bread, tortillas. What hospital cafeteria would be complete without donuts? Yogurt-covered pretzels, more seed oils, seed oil-laden grains. Oh, but it's cool. We got some gummy worms. Monster Energy, Dr. Pepper, Diet Coke, more seed oils. In case you missed them on the way in. The University of Arizona Hospital cafeteria. This looks like a gas station convenience store. Maybe a gas station convenience store would even be better than this.
Right. Folks, it's crazy. Ah. But how do we plan on upping our defenses and not allowing neurological tactical brain warfare to take place if we're feeding our body freaking poisons? And more than likely, the very poisons necessary for their plans to be effective. Hear this man's warning. This is no joke.
Hi, guys. May the 16th. Just took a call from a very distressed Irish lady who was very awake from day one and was committed to never having a vaccine. She was in total disagreement with her husband, who was very pro-vax. But they both did their own thing respectfully, and she continued to turn them down. She caught her hand in the door, damaged her finger, went to Frimley Hospital, and was given a tetanus. And she suddenly became very unwell over the course of the following weeks, and has had various ailments.
No.
One point she couldn't walk. Anyway, it transpired. She got in touch with the hospital and inquired as to what she was given, and they gave her a 3-in-1 vaccine.
Wow.
Instead of a tetanus shot, just a tetanus shot.
Criminal.
She was vaccinated against her will. And they said, oh, well, they've learned lessons now, and they'll implement those lessons in their training moving forward. So this is a warning to anyone who goes to hospital who thinks they're having a tetanus. They're fucking vaccinating people with tetanus shots now. So please don't have any NHS injection. She begged me to pass that on to you all, because she's now at a health ruin because they've vaccinated her without her knowledge. You know, it's disgusting. These people, they're disgusting fucking criminals.
Yeah. Disgusting bleeping criminals. No doubt about it. Every single one of them should be arrested. This is unbelievable. Can't even go in for your tetanus. Kind of makes sense now. Assassinated Japanese PM didn't follow World Economic Forum orders. didn't mandate vaccines sent 1.6 million doses back and gave citizens ivermectin. Yeah, it does make sense. Assassination. Folks, now I don't know about you, but I did not consent to the signing of the WHO pandemic treaty. I demand the people decide by means of an informed and transparent referendum. This picture captures it all. It's Captain America and Iron Man. Not that it really matters. They just have serious faces and it kind of works with this narrative. Pharmaceutical companies are working hard to eradicate disease, says Captain America. Iron Man responds, so they can put themselves out of business, question mark? It would be insane to rely on these companies when there are big business to actually providing solutions to health and eradicating disease. That is not what they're in the business of. We can see quite contrary. I'd venture to say they may have funded shelving a lot of these many experts throughout history that came out with the C word. You can't use the C word, cure. Do you know that? You can't use it. We'll use it. But those that have come out with breakthroughs, is it even a secret as to why that gets shelved and hasn't become available for the masses? Dang it. Freaking people are suffering. You should come into the clinic, sit next to some of these lovely ladies and individuals that are getting IVs, fighting for their life with cancers after five treatments or five chemo sessions. Like after that failed, now they're going the naturopathic, multiple surgeries, seven different surgeries. Are you freaking kidding me? Cancers don't exist within the elite population. They may write one's death off as a cancer occasionally. Just, anyone susceptible of it, just so we don't catch on to them. But it's just how they're writing it off. This is criminal. Never forget how Mark Zuckerberg knew the effects of the mRNA vaccine and continued to censor the truth about it on Facebook anyway. In fact, this clip, the full clip, he's warning his employees to hold off and not take the jab.
RNA.
No.
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
RNA.
Yeah, but they censored. Now, once again, can you see the threat and the importance? They do not hinder and censor. Of course, every time they do it, it's to fulfill their oligarchs, their funders, their buddies. It's not on behalf of us. They're feeding you lies. Oh, it's egregious harm to stop the spread of misinformation when they themselves are fulfilling egregious harm by withholding helpful information and manipulating masses. ScrewTube is a part of it. Twitter used to be, and it's been a lot better under X and Elon. Instagram, TikTok, all issues. I wonder, my latest video, a new one, just got taken down under misinformation. We'll see if they reinstituted that, but they did it as it was upswing. And so it's, even if I get it back, what does it matter? It stopped the momentum. It stopped it from getting out. This is incredible. This is so freaking dangerous. That's why we have an uphill battle. And that's why I keep calling a Muzzle Chat Warriors to get more engaged and send it out. It is up to you. Please help this blow up. We must get this message out. It not just could save lives, it would save lives 100% if we got it out there enough. And then the majority of the things we're touching on, we could potentially shorten the day. The bigger we get, the bigger the impact. We might shorten a day, a week, a month of jabs going arms in this state or the next state over or in the next country over. Let's not diminish and demoralize ourselves and listen to that evil spirit whispering in your ear, telling you you're nothing, telling you you won't make a difference. Your family's only going to hate you if you send this to them. That is evil. That is demonic. We must be honest with ourselves. This is spiritual warfare, and we must rise above and find that strength. Let's go, folks. Put me in. Holy smoke. Share this one far and wide. This is, give this a listen.
I was asked by the TLS organization to share the following message with the world regarding an urgent matter, the next pandemic. Before I share this message, I would just like to reiterate that none of what you are about to hear is intended to instill fear in anyone. Forget rather, to give you all a heads up of what may be coming, and most importantly, what we can do to stop it. The intention of TLS choosing to share the following message with the world is to expose a plan before it happens in order to make the individuals behind this sinister agenda think twice before they do what they are about to do. Most importantly, if this video is shared with the world and seen by the masses, our premature awareness of their plans will likely stop them from being able to move forward.
Hear that? It not only can lead to the preparations to render this next wave ineffective, we could actually stop it dead in its tracks from even taking place. But we all must do our part. I know I'm very repetitive about it, but I love you and I love everyone so much. I don't want others to suffer. Please take the time, pass this on.
The message goes as follows. The avian flu, otherwise known as H5N1, is here and is just about to start spreading like a wildfire. Dr. Kawaka is the head of the gain-of-function research for this specific microorganism to weaponize it and use it against human beings. For those of you who don't yet know what gain-of-function research is, it is defined as medical research that genetically alters an organism in a way that may enhance the biological functions of gene products. This may include an altered pathogenesis, transmissibility, or host range, such as the type of hosts that a microorganism can infect. In other words, gain-of-function research turns evil, a non-lethal microorganism into one that is dangerous and can kill its host.
Evil.
It's a weapon. The lethal version of the avian flu has already been intentionally released into the wild as a test and is impacting animals such as birds, bears, skunks, raccoons, and even dolphins, to name a few. The next step will be to spread it to human beings. The goal is to create another pandemic, only this one is intended to make the last one look like child's play. TLS is currently working on a plan to try and stop this. And part of their plan is to shut down some of the labs that plan to release this to the human race. Another part of their plan is this very video, with the hopes that it will be shared and seen by millions. By the way, the labs where this gain of function research is happening are located in the Ukraine. All of this is connected to the war, which is being used as a facade to divert our attention away from what's really going on.
Yep.
Speaking of diversions, the war is not the only one. The arrest of the 45th president, the riots in France, and the political chaos in Israel is all a part of this diversion tactic as well. But the avian flu is not where it ends. The avian flu is meant to bring in the next pandemic, which will make way for two very specific things. Number one, global economic collapse, which will lead to the banks collapsing internationally, not just in the United States of America, and thus bring in digital money, digital currency, for more power and control over the masses. And number two, a global health emergency, which will give them a reason to bring in the need for digital passports, which world leaders already signed a declaration on back in 2022.
So
as you can see from this article published on November 19th of 2022, it says, at this year's G20 summit in Indonesia, the 20 participating world leaders signed a declaration to introduce vaccine passports for their respective jurisdictions with the stated intention of creating a global verification system to facilitate safe international travel. In other words, just in case there's another pandemic. It's important to note that the vaccine for the so-called avian flu, or H5N1, has already been manufactured, and the U.S. and many other countries have already begun purchasing these in bulk to prepare, again, just in case there's another pandemic. As already stated, all of this is planned. So what can we do, and what must we know? Number one, if you get sick with some type of bird flu, this is not something natural. This is man-made. Number two, stock up on vitamin D.
Yeah, vitamin D. There's lots of things. Ivermectin. There's lots of things, folks. Do not fear.
D, and get yourself a nebulizer if you can. Dr. Mercola has a very simple and informative video on how to use a nebulizer the right way, which can be found at mercola.com. And number three, veganism is a good option right now with what's going on. But if you're going to eat meat, it's recommended that you stay away from chicken and turkey specifically. Again, the intention of this message is not to induce fear, rather to give you all a heads up to protect yourself and spread enough awareness before they officially deploy the next part of their plans to infect the human race. If enough people know about this, they will think twice before moving forward. Remember, we the people have the power. We have a chance to take that power back into our hands right now, peacefully. I, along with TLS, ask you to share this video far and wide to give us all the best chances of getting through this with as little damage as possible. Obviously, this video will not be touched by the mainstream media.
Right.
And I am not able to post it on my regular channels on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook without running a huge risk of being deleted. This means that we will have to work extra hard to share this video.
Very well said. Bless you. I see your gifts, your light. You speak truth. You have a big heart, and you genuinely don't want to see others suffer as well, or led down the wrong paths, losing their freedoms and quality of lives. His calls to action are profound solutions and steps we must take. It's not about blessing this platform or me. I genuinely want to help. We are solely relying on you to forward this message on. There's a lot of heavy hitting things in this episode that will truly bless lives and open eyes. And it's through love and unity. I'm sorry for integrating some of my defective words into this message. Forgive me. I step in it. I don't mean to cause anything divisive. I want to see us well. I want to see us thriving, and I know united we can achieve that. Gain of function. Once again, we touched on it before. After that video, we're going to touch on it again. It was confirmed that the U.S. government funded gain of function research at the Wuhan laboratory that launched the global COVID pandemic, full stop, period. We must put a stop to this. People are getting it.
That is an actual billboard in somewhere Wisconsin. I will keep it nameless.
This actual billboard is amazing. It's got Kamala Harris and freaking pedophile Biden, and underneath Kamala's is dumb. And underneath Biden, dumber. So you got the dumb and dumber right there. Two stooges. Freaking two puppets. Yeah, this is more. Yeah, sure. Wishful thinking or here's how to fix America. Sure. I just want to see the needless suffering end. But here you got everyone in the orange gowns, the orange prison attire. Biden and Hunter and Pelosi and Clinton and Fauci and Gates and who's that? Michelle or Mike Obama? Okay, just to touch last thing and then we'll dive in. Daily devotional. Oh, I need it. Let me pull up this image. Do you think it would be painful to drill a corkscrew through your hand? Of course it would be painful. Lyme disease is literally millions of these microscopic corkscrew bacteria that drill their way through your skin, muscles, joints, bones, nerves, organs, brain tissue, causing out of control inflammation and a myriad of disabling complicated symptoms. Why do we bring up Lyme disease? Because this is old school biowarfare. Parts of this was integrated into batches of the freaking COVID-19 as well. I have four people geared up when they're well enough to come on this very podcast from these Lyme groups. They directly attribute their Lyme disease to the COVID-19 bioweapon jab they got in their arm. Give them time to heal. You don't even need to know their names. You could pray for them. You could pray for everyone. Let's play this clip. I mean, it's no joke. We played it the other day from Tucker.
The cases of Lyme disease are going up. The CDC estimates there are 500,000 cases a year. That's on average 1,300 people a day.
Where do we think this came from?
Lyme disease wasn't a problem till the peak of the biological weapons program in the U.S., the mid-70s. These three freaky diseases showed up. Lyme arthritis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and then there was a parasite called Babesia.
So you have a cluster of these previously rare diseases right across from the U.S. government's biological weapons testing facilities. Is that what you're saying?
This is the perfect stealth weapon. It's poor man's nuke. Stealth.
It's hard to digest all of this. It's just so evil.
We can't control nature. And if we're going to play God and make these new germs inside ticks, there could be blowback, unintended consequences. And that's what I believe.
It's intended consequences, and it's biological warfare that we have funded that is indisputable. And it's happening at a speeded rate because the exposure, the globalists have lost control of the entire narrative with this information age. And too much is getting leaked. So they got to dumb us down, ramp things up. It's just clear. This is devastating. This alone would give them a clear path to victory. Could this be what they're spraying? There have even been some reports they found Lyme in the dang freaking chemtrails in the water you drink. Now, I don't believe it to be as effective. Like, they integrate this into mosquitoes. I mean, mosquitoes have also been known to transfer this disease. 500,000 is what the CDC has documented. It's what we're aware of. The reality is it's in the millions in this country each and every year. And we're passing it down. We're spreading it around. We must seize the moment and put an end to this right now. Enough is enough. I need your help. This is my life mission. I'm going to fight to my last breath to bring awareness, to put an end to these things, to rule out corruption, to find the solutions so we can live out our lives with quality health, experience with the finite amount of time we are gifted here, so we can live it out in a way that we up the chances of fulfilling our purpose here. I truly feel my purpose is to help you, others. Please help me become more effective with that. At this point, yes, I'm pleading because I don't want more days to go by that we're not impacting the freaking masses in a positive way. Okay. I need this moment. So we're May 16th. It reads, and I'm just reading it as it reads. I'm not Lord. It just states, I'm just going to read it as it reads. You get it. I am your Lord. Seek me as friend and lover of your soul. But remember that I am also King of Kings, sovereign over all. For you can make some plans as you gaze into the day that stretches out before you, but you need to hold those plans tentatively, anticipating that I may have other ideas. The most important thing to determine is what to do right now. Instead of scanning the horizon of your life, looking for things that need to be done, concentrate on the task before you and the one who never leaves your side. Let everything else fade into the background. This will unclutter your mind, allowing me to occupy more and more of your conscious. Trust me to show you what to do when you have finished what you are doing now. I will guide you step by step as you bend your will to mine. Thus you stay close to me on the path of peace. That path is so beautiful. I've been looking a little bit out there on that horizon and that weight on my heart. I know it's a healthy weight because I don't, especially the children, I don't want them suffering. And it's disrupt my peace to an extent. And I need to rely more on him. I cherish these moments to dive into God's word. So we have two scripture references. First, Proverbs 19:21 reads, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." Luke 1:79. "Now we will to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadows of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." If there's any singular mission for us here, is to find those in the darkness and give them the light that leads them out of that shadow of death and guiding to the path of peace. I pray we become effective with that here on this podcast, on this platform, more effective each and every day on that, singularly, above all else. Don't allow evil to pull the wool over your eyes and lie to you, deceive you, and mislead you, and callous your heart. Seek the relationship over religion even. Religion can be a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong, to help further your relationship and faith, undoubtedly. But relationship over religion in that atmosphere will ensure that you don't get misled or go down any wrong paths, and better equip you for the folly of man and hurt that is going to just happen to all of us. It's a part of this life. And help us see past that and have grace for those that lost patience or clarity and lost sight of love for a moment for you. And undoubtedly in those moments, it can cause egregious pain. We got to embrace pain sometimes. That's also a part of this life. But the most beautiful things can grow out of that pain, especially with God by your side. It will make you stronger. It will bring gratitude for that very experience. I must have done a lot of rambling. I thought this was going to be a short episode today. My goodness. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're receiving valuable content. If so, nothing charitable. Just pay this forward. But protect yourself. I'm doing better. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm tripping up less over my words. I can access more of my memory. It's amazing. The brain fog is starting to clear up more and more. And I attribute that to a few things. I need to put the LifeWave link. That's one product I haven't talked much about. And we're going to be doing more deep dives on that. I'll put that link in the episode. But Bond Charge, I love that infrared sauna blanket. I love it. It helps detoxify even heavy metals, molds, fungus, all sorts of toxicities. And on a deeper level than your traditional saunas. Utilize a 15%. I need to order up more Blue Blocks glasses from them, actually. But they have a whole slew of products that will improve your health. That is worth investing in. Masterpiece is right there in the link in the comment of the episode as well. I swear by that stuff. 5 drops a day. I'm telling you, my last blood results is an example. Not just my viral loads, but my metals have pretty much diminished in my body. So it's kind of the two. It's that Masterpiece detoxifier coupled with some binders, but the infrared sauna. Get some freedom merch. Embody it. Whether it's through Stand Up Now or Black Eagle Apparel, check them both out. Utilize the discounts. Black Eagle Apparel still has the spinning wheel. So in addition to our discount, you could get upwards of 40% off in addition. Check them out. Spin the wheel. And if you get the 40%, buy them out, man. I tell you, that's a great deal. Once again, the frequency war tactic is no joke. Check out Centropics. It's, I feel, been the missing link that I just finally have found that is going to lead to my next breakthrough. I could feel it. I can feel it. And I know it's going to lead to my next breakthrough. What could it do for you? And for anyone struggling with Lyme, I'm going to throw in this magnet kit into the description as well. Like this is a more affordable solution. And there's something to it. When I put and place these magnets, it calms my nervous system. It's like I thought I was rested, and then I place these magnets. I know it's doing something positive for the Lyme. My body's still fighting. Could that be, for like a couple $100, a solution where you can self-medicate and have mega breakthrough? I apologize. I've tried so many different things. I believe I failed you on honing in on the very specific one that was most effective. So now I'm actually going to lend that kit to a gal here locally I know struggling and see if that singularly leads to breakthrough. And I can take a break from it for a minute. Thank you for all you do. God bless you. And keep up the good work. Till next time, let's go. Take care.